Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 14 with verses 34 through 36. After making the crossing, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of the place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to Jesus all those who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak, and as many as touched it were healed. I was sitting at the stations of the cross while at Fatima when I noticed the priest's tassels on his vesture he wore. I thought if only I could touch the tassels of his garment, I'd be healed of all pride, able to accept any situation in charity. You know, the kind of charity that people call being taken advantage of, while you see it as Jesus with absolute forgiveness in your heart, willing to help again because it is the right thing to do. Or the kind of charity that receives nothing in return, but the satisfaction that someone else had a chance to repent and find absolution, ready and willing to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is the reason why a life of lies stopped. To be focused on God first. Sure, your life can be called whatever you want it to be, but fallacy will never make it right as you live the wrong you created. There comes a time when you realize there is no need to embellish anything around you for the benefit you think you are receiving labels you a liar, and trust is lost in all circumstances. There is no reason to say or do things that make you always look over your shoulder for that pounce of truth to be exacted on you. God will acquit you in absolute forgiveness and allow you to see truth as the model for all things. You must turn to Him and ask for forgiveness when you've lost the trust of others who want to help as Jesus did. Absolute forgiveness. Go sin no more. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. We pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for Boston, a.k.a. Keith. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. Daily prayers for our neighbor, Thelma. Prayers for our friend and his wife for a baby to be born. Novena Day 7 for my cousin Cheryl and Joe. They lost their son-in-law to a suicide, and now they've been taking care of the 5-year-old for their daughter. We pray for them. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins. Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life is Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. It's chapter 14. It is verses 34 through 36. It is the verse that I thought of this day sitting on our pilgrimage in Fatima. We weren't in Fatima. We were actually in a small town up somewhere in the northern of Spain. And we experienced this Stations of the Cross, and I was finally able to touch his tassel as he walked by. It's one stanza poem. It's from verses 34 through 36 in our practice of chapter 14 in Matthew's Gospel, and it's ongoing. It's titled, Those Who Touched Cloak's Tassel. Gennesaret land Jesus crossing made, Jesus recognized by men when he landed. Country surrounding, word sent, sick brought, he would save. Those who touched cloak's tassel, his healing, Jesus commanded. Amen. I'm Tom Shipkins-Williams. It's March 23rd, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 6:04 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, there are some of those who are still hanging out with us right now as we speak the truth when we talk in our podcast. We're speaking of things that we're experiencing in our lives right now, and we've been helping somebody come out of prison who's just hasn't been truthful about some things, and we're trying to offer him that hand of forgiveness, but at the same time being very careful. So we ask for prayers for this situation as we continue to lift our ministry up in all things and close at 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus. God bless you, John. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In Jesus, the truth remains. Amen.